Good afternoon, boo birds. It's Ben Blumgren out here in still balmy Scottsdale, Arizona. Yes, I'm outside on the patio. It's like 75 degrees Fahrenheit, which would be about 23 centigrade, 20, I think 23 centigrade. And I had a question for you. I will be, Lord willing, in actually just about 2 months now, be making the leap and getting an iPhone 5. Now, 99.9... Hey, little mother. Lita's out here. 99.9% of the time, of the, you know, chance, I'm going AT&T. But I have been told that porting your number from GSM to CDMA is either not available, not feasible, or difficult to do. And then I've also had someone do the whole, oh, I've done it. I don't know what to tell you, but I've done it. I had someone say, I had my number at T-Mobile and I ported it right over to Sprint. I don't know what the bird you're talking about. I don't think I'll use Sprint just because I've never used a CDMA company in my life. And not having a SIM card is just kind of a, huh, what? Plus, I don't know how true this is, but I hear that CDMA is kind of oldish technology. And it's slowly but surely hitting the dodo bird route. I mean, yeah, you can still get it. And there's countries like Honduras that are all CDMA. Which is complete bird out, because then if anyone wanted to do what I did with Mexico down there and just go down there and, you know, live as a study abroad, as an exchange student, well, you, good luck getting a SIM. Good luck just walking into a telhel, as I called it, telcel in Mexico, and just grabbing a SIM. That's not what I did, but I'm just saying I could have if I wanted to. So my question to the boo birds is this. Is it true that you, if you have a GSM, if you have your phone number with a GSM company, which in the U.S. means T-Mobile and AT&T, and you switch to a CDMA company, which in the U.S. is Verizon or Sprint, there are these other little Net10 and some of these other little bird companies, but the major ones are just those four, right? So that's my question. And if it is possible to do, how do they identify my phone? I mean, yeah, I have the serial number and the UDID number and all that. But I don't know. CDMA just kind of sounds antiquated to me. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Plus, I hear as many... I love Sprint stories as, they screwed me over. They screwed me over. Don't do them. Don't go with them. So, I don't know. I really don't flip the no, and it's kind of interesting. AT&T sounds the best for me right now. I don't use a shitload of data, so it's not like I'm pulling freaking 10 gigs of data a month. I basically, at the moment, use it for, well, right now I'm only on an iPod Touch. That's what I'm booing with right now. So, for me, Wi-Fi right now is Audioboo, my podcast on Downcast, Pandora, RDO, downloading Audible books, lots of streaming stuff. Pandora, RDO, you know, my Utunes, Wonder Radio, trying to watch sports if they would let me. You freaking bird out people. Geolocation. No, bird out. It's called the internet. It's called Oh, do you want to watch something in freaking India? Guess what? Come on right in. Anyway, another boo. I already did that boo. So, that would be about it for now. Hope I didn't ramble too much. Unfortunately for this time of year, it's not exactly very birdy out here. Even though it's exceedingly nice. Like I said, around about 75 Fahrenheit or about 23 centigrade, more or less. And, déjà. Talk to you soon.